Maridi County Commissioner Simon Sir Alfred says the assailants attacked the barracks on Friday, forcing some civilians in the area to flee their homes.
When they had the guns up and then they tried to run away, others running to the bush, others running towards Mambe. And then the following morning, when the security went there, they start coming back to their home. But now in Baroque, the security, the situation is calm.
Alfred says during the attack, the assailants burnt down all of the tents of the military barracks in Baraoul, leaving soldiers with nowhere to sleep. South Sudan Army Captain Alex Juma Edward is commander of the forces in the Baraoul barracks.
I have forces in Baraoul. They were taken there to mix with the South Sudan People's Defense Forces to protect the people because police are supposed to maintain law and order. But around 5:30 a.m., the enemies attacked the barracks, killing even my head bodyguard and a young girl of 12 years.
Edward says the victims include a 12-year-old girl. Three South Sudan Army soldiers and one police officer were also killed. He says the barracks accommodates both military and police dispatched to the area to protect civilians. A survivor who escaped from the attackers and spoke on condition of anonymity for fear of reprisal says the attackers took him to the bush where he was tortured.
They came and attacked us, so when we wanted to fire back at them, our guns got stuck. That is why they got chance to arrest me and started to beat me and took me with them to the bush. They beat me too much and even shot me on my leg.
The survivor says his attackers wore army, wildlife warden, and police uniforms. He says the gunmen told their captives they were forces loyal to National Salvation Front leader Thomas Rilo. The survivor says he lives in fear because he believes the attackers might come back looking for him.
I'm so afraid because these are enemies I ran away from. I don't know where I will live. I know the forces, the forest where they took us across Baraoul up to Mambe where I escaped from them. They are somewhere across Baraoul heading towards Rasoul.
South Sudan military spokesman Brigadier General Lul Roy Kwang would neither deny or confirm the attack took place, saying the information has yet to reach his office.
Most of the information that I normally receive any confirmation from operations department. That's cool of your days. Most of telephone, they are not going through.
2 weeks ago, unidentified gunmen killed 5 people, abducted others, and burned 3 vehicles along the same Maridi Juba Road where Friday's incident occurred. No one has been arrested in the connection with that attack. For VOA News, I am Seba Martin Murangi in Mundri.